into hour number three. Still so much more to cover before the clock strikes zero. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, December 3rd, 2019. Good to have you here. My pronouns for today are he, him, and Mr. Delicious. Yeah, that's what I'm going for. All right. Number three of the three big things you need to know. A big gun case got a day in court, but it seems that could be the end of it, which would be a big disappointment to gun owners of America, which many were hoping for a high court to strike down scores of local ordinances focused on firearms. Number two, the University of Michigan rocketing to the top tier of college basketball after being nowhere, ranked fourth by the AP now. Tonight, they'll find out if it's something they deserve or it's just a passing fad as they travel to take on number one Louisville on the road. Are they for real or not? We'll find out soon. And number one, on day one of legal weed in Michigan, a middle-aged guy, high on weed, slams into a Michigan State Police SUV. Yeah, I can't make that up. Both vehicles totaled. So get high. Have a good time. It's legal marijuana in Michigan. Welcome to it. Yeah. There you go. And I'm going to take a little of this from an MLive article, but it's almost predictable is what it is. It's almost predictable. A Michigan State Police Patrol SUV struck when a driver, apparently under the influence of marijuana, lost control of his pickup on I-75 near Detroit. The pickup struck the driver's side of the patrol SUV. The trooper had minor injuries. The truck driver apparently not injured. All relaxed, I guess. It was the first day that recreational marijuana can be purchased across the state at 13 locations. Irony? Yeah, you figure it out. He was the trooper, based in Metro Detroit, was policing a traffic crash around 9 o'clock Sunday, December 1st, when the pickup truck spun 180 degrees, struck the driver's side of the patrol SUV. It was later determined the driver of the pickup was under the influence of marijuana. This is a reminder. The Michigan State Police tweeted this out. This is a reminder that on the day legal marijuana can be purchased, do not smoke and drive. Just like alcohol, use a ride service, a designated driver, or you could just stay home. There is that. The driver of the pickup, a 51-year-old dude, not injured in the crash. The trooper was taken to the hospital, treated for minor injuries, and then released. It was northbound 75 south of Davisburg in Springfield Township, not far from Detroit. And both vehicles looked to be pretty well wrecked. I say total looking at them. I don't know. Driver was going too fast for conditions. Yeah, the dude's okay. Driver's okay. The police officer, the trooper's okay. Minor injuries only. Anyhow, and he was arrested. A blood draw was administered. I guess they'll find out how high he really was. It's not as easy. You see, there's the problem. The problem with determining whether or not people are high on weed, it's not like doing a breathalyzer. It doesn't work that way. You know, it just doesn't work that way. All right, so a little bit on sports. Yeah, indulge me for a moment here. A little bit, I mean, we talk a lot about politics and impeachment and all of that stuff. You can't talk about that constantly. You can't. You got to take a moment and say, hey, what's going on with other parts of the world? You know, but when we talk sports, we certainly won't waste our time talking about the Lions because, well, they're awful, right? Right. Or the Wolverines, we'll get back to them at some point on the football field. But on the basketball court, Michigan, suddenly all the rage. First-year coach Juwan Howard from Fab Five fame, suddenly all the rage. The Wolverines made a meteoric and historic rise in the Associated Press Top 25 poll, going from a team that was unranked and unheralded and then soon undefeated, rocketed all the way to number four in the country. Ripping off 3 wins in 3 days in the Bahamas last week, highlighted by back-to-back victories over 2 top 10 teams, North Carolina and Gonzaga, to take home the Battle for Atlanta's tournament title. And that triumphant trip set the stage for a top four showdown at number one Louisville in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. That's coming up tonight at 7:30. Now, at the end of the day, early championships are not, you know, championships are not won now. It's early in the season. That comes from Coach Howard. Yes, we won a championship during Thanksgiving play, but the NCAA championship is in April. You can't get there until you start playing the Big Ten tournament. We have many goals to go out there and try to achieve. This is just one that we have accomplished. So he's keeping it together. I mean, he's been there. He went to back-to-back national championships, finished second twice, won twice. The next goal is to join the growing list of teams who have knocked off the top-ranked squad this season. Duke, last week's number one, lost the top spot when it was upset at home by Stephen F. Austin. Who? You know, Stephen F. Austin. Before the Blue Devils, Michigan State and Kentucky had short stays at the top before they lost their reign. So in order to do so, the Wolverines will need to stop an 11-game losing streak against top-ranked opponents dating back to the year 2000. Michigan has just two wins against the number one team in the AP Top 25 program in history. The last coming against Duke 81-73 in December of 1997. But with the way things have been going for Michigan, the Wolverines have shown they're capable of swatting the Cardinals off the perch, so to speak. And besides, it gives me something to think about besides the endless Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, Nancy Pelosi nonsense. So I enjoy taking a time out and enjoying something besides all of that. Otherwise, I mean, let's be honest. If you talk nothing but politics constantly, you're going to lose. Well, you're going to lose a little bit of yourself somewhere. There are other things. And I don't care if it's basketball or bicycling or boating or ice fishing, whatever it is. Maybe it's gardening. Maybe it's going to lunch with your friends. Whatever it is. Other bigger things to concern yourself with. Yes, at the end of the day, it's all politics one way or the other. But my advice to you, lose yourself in a movie. Lose yourself in a basketball game. Lose yourself in something that you enjoy doing, whether it's a hobby or something new. Do something. Read a book. Read an old book that predates everything that's going on. You know, don't go read a book about, you know, Donald Trump and the scandal. I mean, do read those books, but take a time out. That's my mental health advice for you. Take a time out from time to time and look after yourself. Speaking of looking after yourself, how would you like to win a brand new $7,500 collection of water purifying and air purifying systems from our good friends at Wolverine? It's all part of Wolverine Water's Pure Water Clean Air Holiday Giveaway. And the countdown is on. Only a couple of weeks left for you to get signed up. If you happen to win, you would take home a Blue Line 4-in-1 water treatment system with a nickel-plated brass valve. It's incredible. You get a Pure Health reverse osmosis drinking water system with alkaline for your good health. And a Clean Air Station air purification station. That's right. A water treatment system, a reverse osmosis drinking water system, a Clean Air Station. All you have to do is sign up for a free at-home water test, and you can get entered to win. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on the Wolverine button and get started right now. SteveGruber.com and Wolverine. Right now. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call. My repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
2019 will soon be drawing to a close, and that means it'll be time to settle up with Uncle Sam. How much do you think you'll owe? Well, here's something to think about. There's still time to potentially reduce your 2019 tax obligations. And Bruce Van Hall and Michael Douglas at Life Plan Advisory Services can help you do it. They're now scheduling their popular end-of-the-year tax planning reviews, and they've set aside a few select dates exclusively for their radio listeners. We all have to pay taxes, but you shouldn't have to pay more than than your fair share. So come in for a tax planning session and let Bruce and Michael show you some strategies that you could be taking advantage of. The review slots are filling up, so reserve yours today by calling 517-323-7526. That's 517-323-7526 or online at mylifeplanfinancial.com. Investment advisory services offered through Life Plan Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc.
I vaccinate because I want to protect my daughter.
I vaccinate because these diseases can be deadly.
Because of vaccines, we tend to think of diseases like whooping cough and measles as things of the past, but they aren't. Michigan's children still get them and pass them on. Get the whole story at ivaccinate.org. I vaccinate because I got the facts. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the Franny Strong Foundation, and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.